Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first. There's always a first. Seek ye first. Seek ye first, 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 first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. And his, God's righteousness. And all these other things, personal, domestic, biological, secular, will be added unto you. If you do that, will be added by God. And what God adds, he gives it, and he takes care of it for you. You see what I'm saying? And in Deuteronomy 10 and 12, and now Israel, we're the new Israel, grafted in Christians. Now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? Speak straight, man of God Moses. What doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord, to walk in all of his ways and to love him and to serve him. Serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul. Or you could sum it up and say, with all thy person. With all thy person. You see that? Okay. Now, the most important vital desire, cry, mindset for us to have, that God requires for everybody, but not many people really do this. The most important vital desire, cry, mindset for us to have, the first thing in your life always is to be not just ourselves, not just our needs, not just our healing, not just our bios, not just our domestics, not just our occupation, secular, but it's God. What's the most important? But for God and for your God-assigned set man, let the Lord, the God, the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation. Yes, who shall go out before them, who shall come in before them, who shall bring them out, shall bring them in, so that they will be not sheep having no shepherd. Man of God, Moses is about to be taken to heaven and buried by God himself. No man knows where he is. He was such a mighty man of God, people may have mummified him and left him out there forever. I mean, there's nobody greater than he was. I mean, look what he did. So he speaks this before he knows God is about to take him and take him into paradise at that time, upper Sheol, and is going to bury him where no one would know where he is. And so this is the most... This is God speaking through him. God saying, before this man goes, this man of God, the greatest man of God, that there's none greater than him. Before he goes, then man of God Moses said, let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation that he may go out before them, that he may bring them in, that he may bring them out and bring them in so that they will be not as sheep having no shepherd. And so God told him to lay hands on his son, spiritual son, Joshua.
Yes, sir.
Joshua.
Yes, sir.
Who really means someone that God will work through to save.
Yes, sir.
Right? Joshua. Important man. So the most important vital desire, cry, mindset for us to have, the first thing in your life, not just ourselves, not just our needs, not just our healing, not just our bios, domestics, not just what we do, what people do for a living secularly, but for your God assigned, for God and your God assigned set man, the ministry he's over, and your God assigned purpose with the people of God in that ministry, and what has God has called you to do there. Most important thing of all, Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, seek ye first, every day of your life, every breath you draw, the kingdom of God. Well, the kingdom of God is God's kingdom. So you can't seek the kingdom of God without seeking God.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Amen.
And all these other things shall be added unto you. God requires that we put him in his assigned ministry and purpose first. God does not work through some biological and domestic family first. No. He works through a man of God and through ministry and the people of God. Do you see? That's what God first works through. So if you omit that, you skip it over. You can't really have God. You really can't have him. So God requires that we put him and his assigned ministry purpose first. God requires that we put him, your God-assigned set man, the ministry he's over, your God-assigned purpose, what you're doing that ministry and those God-assigned people there. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things are added unto you. Now, what does God first require of thee? What is it? What does God first require? Deuteronomy 12:2. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? So see, you are the new Israel. Here, get that in mind. So when he talks to you as Christians, you are the new Israel. But God didn't do away with the old Israel. You understand? Okay. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? And now, O Israel, here he is. He's going to leave the earth pretty soon. God's having him to go over this again. I'm sure he told them before, but he's going over this over again because he's trying to say, don't forget these words when I'm not here. Don't forget this. And now, O Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear, respect, honor, fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve him, serve the Lord thy God, Yehovah Elohim, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy being. What? Interrogative what? What? Why? How much? On and on and on. What good? What end? What purpose? Why? For why? What doth the Lord, Yehovah, even a more abbreviated way of saying it, what doth the Lord thy God, Elohim, the judge, the supreme God, require? What does he require of thee? What does he require of thee? Well, what does he, the word sha'al, what does he demand of you? How many believe what God demands, he means it? What does the Lord thy God demand of thee? What does the Lord thy God desire of thee? Wish for thee? Pray for thee? Require and demand and lay to charge thee? What is it? What does the Lord thy God demand and require and desire of thee? But indicating causal relationships of all kinds, antecedent, consequential. What's first, then the consequences that follow. Since in seeing, assuredly, certainly, doubtless, surely, rightly, truly, yea. Nevertheless, what doth he require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God? Fear him. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Fear the Lord thy God. Respect him very highly. To love him and to walk in all of his ways. To walk in all of his ways, to walk. Go forward, walk forward, march, move yourself, move along in all of his ways.
Yes,
to walk in his ways, in all of his ways, all of the road that he would travel, all of his course of life, the course of life he'd have you do, the mode of action, what do you do? What is your Eastern journey? How do you start? How do you become a passenger of God and ride with him? According to all his purpose, his manner, his conversation, do you even know how to have a conversation with God? To walk, to tread, to walk, and it's like to string a bow and arrow, string it, and shoot it forward. The farther you pull the bow back, like pull back a bow by treading on it, bend it back. God wants to bend you back, and he's an archer to shoot you forth, but you to move in his ways of all that you do. He requires it. He demands it. And to love him. Have affection for him. Be loving. Be friend. Who does your affection go to most? Children? Some male? Some female? What is it? Husband? Some kind of wife? Children? There are people who say that my purpose in life, my number one loving purpose in life, is my career. What is it? Right? So God wants to bend you back, and he's an archer to shoot you forth, but you to move in his ways of all that you do. He requires it. He demands it. And to love him, have affection for him, and to serve him, work for him, serve him, labor, till for him, execute, bring to pass for him, become a servant, bond service, keep in service. How can you have a job if you don't serve that company and serve that job and serve those people over you? You can't. If they see you're not, then they can't keep you on the payroll. One, number one, they're paying you for naught. Another thing, nothing's getting done because you're not doing it. So as you serve every day, you work on and on and on. You're to serve God more than that. He requires that you serve him. You've got to be in the house of God. Not just on Sunday. Daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to preach and teach Jesus Christ. There are people who say they know Jesus. Oh, I'm right with God. They don't go to church. Really? Where's your service? You're serving yourself. Are you listening? So no tithe, no offering, no service, not in the house of God. You say you're right with God. How can that be? How can you have a husband and a wife and never with them? How can you have a husband and wife and you don't live with them? You can't. You see? How can you have a relationship with children if they're not with you? And how can you have a relationship with them if you don't have a relationship with God and bring them up in a relationship with God under a man of God in a ministry with the people of God? You can't. Do you hear? To serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, the most interior organ of your body, with all of your courage, your mind, your understanding, your heart, and with all thy soul. A soul is a breathing creature. A bug is a breathing creature. A person is a breathing creature. An animal is a breathing creature. You see? So with all thy breathing as that creature, with all that you breathe after, with all thy soul, thy nephesh, psuche in the New Testament, nephesh in the Old Testament, with all thy person, the word soul says all thy person, not only mind, emotions, will, appetite, desire, and not only tablet. The tablet's who you are, everything about you. You are a person like a book. You have pages. You're a person who is a book who has pages. And each page tells who you are. Who you are, who you're not. That make sense to you? So with all your tablet, with all your mind, with all your emotions, with all your will, with all everything about you. That's what he said. Deuteronomy 4:29. But if, man of God, Moses, I've told you what God said with all your heart and all this. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God. Somebody who does not seek God every day does not know God. Somebody who does not converse with a husband and a wife, they don't even know each other. They're not even meant to be. You see? So, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, that you love with all your heart, all your soul, all of that, on and on and on, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If you seek him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. If you seek with him, if you search him out, if you worship him, pray, if you strive after him all the time. If you seek for him all the time, the Lord thy God, Yehovah, this self-existing God, and then God, this judge, this Elohim, if you do, you shall find him. You shall find him. You shall come forth to God, and he shall come forth to you. Mosa, the Hebrew word. You shall come forth to God, and he shall come forth to you. You shall exist in God. You shall attain God. You'll have him. You shall acquire God. You shall meet with God, and God will occur with you. You shall be present with God. And on it will cause you to find him. I wake up every day trying to find God. Yes, you can. I wake, somebody say, well, do you not think you have him? Yeah, but I want to know. I want to know what he's doing right now. I want to know what he wants me to do this day. Yes, I seek him every day like I don't even know what to do. There's some things I know to do, but I've got to find out everything he wants me to do. Thou shalt find him if thou seek him, tread frequently, follow him, pursue him. Pursue him, search him, seek, worship. I literally commune with God every breath I draw. Everything I do is toward God. All of my affection is toward God. All of it. I have affection for in other ways, but all of it's for him. That makes sense to you? All of it. So I follow him, I pursue him, I'm after God, I'm chasing God. The Apostle Paul said, I apprehend that for which I was apprehended for. I'm apprehending that. The Apostle Paul said, I apprehend that for which God ran me down and caught me. What he said, God was chasing me and now I'm chasing God. Hallelujah. I'm chasing God. He chased me down that pickup truck. He chased me down. He ran me down for years. And finally that day he said, hey boy, I'm tired of chasing you. I'm going to overcome you in this truck where you can't do anything but call upon me. And so I did. And I received him. Once and for all. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So as he chased me down, he ran me down. Now I'm chasing God. Hallelujah. I'm chasing God. I'm chasing God. I'm chasing God. Hallelujah. Yes, I am. I'm chasing God. Right? You shall seek him with all thy heart. Your interior organ, spirit, soul, affections, everything, mind, emotions, and with all thy soul. All thy soul. The soul is like a breathing creature. Mind, emotions, will, but it's the breathing creature. You see it? Mark 12 and 30, Jesus comes along and he repeats this again. He'll come along and repeat this. And thou shalt, and he'll add something to it, which really, he said in a little more explanatory way, but man of God, Moses was saying the same thing. Mark 12, 30, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. And this is the first and foremost commandment, period. Every day you breathe. That's what he commands first of all. So thou shalt love the Lord thy God. You shall love him. Breathe after him. Breathe after him. Dote him. Dote God. Phileo, take out and be so fond of him that you have such affection toward God and denoting personal attachment as a matter of feeling inside. Anybody who can't feel God, you don't have God. It's like kissing God on the cheek, like a mark of tenderness, like love. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Al-Gab. Love the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God. And this word is kurios, New Testament. He's the controller. He's the supremacy. He's the supreme in authority. He's the controller. Master, on and on and on and on and on. He's supposed to own you. If you don't give yourself totally to him, he does not own you. Love the Lord thy God, thy God, thy God, thine own God. Theos in the New Testament. Theos. Supreme divinity. He's like a magistrate. He's a judge exceeding. With, denoting fixed position. The word en, Greek. Denoting fixed position in time, place, on and on. Give yourself wholly, without a doubt, mightily, totally, every breath. With all, the whole, the complete. The word pas in the New Testament, P-A-S, of all. But the word holos, H-O-L-O-S, is not found that many times. When he says it right here, so, you know, in America, or English, we can say, we love you, we love you. Well, what kind of love is it? Divine love, spiritual love, phileo, eros, what is it? Yes, sir. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
sir. So, with all thy soul, that means, the word holos, the whole soul, all the soul, complete, in extent, amount, time, and degree. Hold every whit of your being throughout and all together of everything in you with all thy soul, thy suke,
yes, sir.
With all thy soul, all thy breath, I want to know with all thy soul, mind, all my breathing, and having a copulative and a cumulative force and meaning behind it. With all thy mind. Dianoa, D-I-A-N-O-I-A, D-N-O-A, Dianoa. With all thy mind, with all thy deep thought, with all thy faculty of your being, with all of thy mind and its disposition, with all of the exercise of your being, your understanding, your imagination, your mind, with all your mind, right? That's with everything. With all, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength.
Amen.
With all thy strength. And with all thy strength. All the strength you have. This is the first commandment. It's the first, the middle, and the foremost commandment, period. This is the first, the foremost commandment, protos. In order, importance, and time. It's the first commandment, foremost in order and importance in time and place. First of all, chiefest of all. It's the best thing God said before beginning and former, before you do anything, and from the word pro, in front of, prior to, superior to. This is the first commandment.
Yes,
in tole. This is the first injunction. This is the first authoritative prescription, commandment, precept. God's ordained order of life, you know I've told you. Divine, first, spiritually, ministry, domestically, biological. Because you say, well, I had them biological, but we had them domestic. Well, I'm going to tell you what, not all bio stick with you. So domestic, and then the animal kingdom, then secular, and then the civil government. That's last. So this is the first commandment. This is the first thing I give you a charge. In other words, God said, this is the first thing I require of you, every breath you draw, is to love me first with all of your being.
Amen.
Period. Luke 10:27, and he answering said, Jesus, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, all my mind, and thy neighbor is thyself. With all your strength, your forcefulness, your strength, your ability, all of thine own, and your neighbor, the closest, the nearest. Remember, my nearest, my dearest, my nearest, my closest. It doesn't mean somebody who lives next door. I mean, it'd be good if you can do that. But it's really the adelphos, the God-given ones. You love them with all of your heart, but God first. Can't love them more than God. Can't love a husband more than God. Can't love a wife more than God. Can't love children more than God. Grandchildren.
Yes,
you can't love some career more than God.
Right.
You can't love anything more than God.
Right.
But he put in that, he said, you're a man of God and you're a Delphus after God. That's what you love the most.
Right.
Now, you love God before any kind of husband, hubbo, a wife-o, wifey, or children. Or grandchildren, great grandchildren, on and on and on and on and on. He says, it's my first commandment.
Yes,
you can't love anybody more than me, he said. You can't focus on anybody more than me. You can't spend time with anybody more than you do with me. You're supposed to be talking to God all the time. You see?
Yes, sir.
My nearest, my dearest, my closest. As in that manner, as thyself. I mean, dear God, people will do anything to try to save themselves from getting killed or getting hurt, whatever. So as you desire to spare yourself and preserve yourself, God just put that in you. I'm talking about your being, that you don't die, that you don't get sick, that you're not impaired, that this and that and the other. That is a common thing that God gave you. And a real person will never lose that, right? You love your nearest, dearest, closest, the adelphos of God's people, as thyself, thine own self. Jesus said we are to love everyone, everything, much, much, much less than him. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, and I brought this before, but you go into the new year keeping this in mind all the time.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, and Jesus is God the Father in flesh.
Amen.
He's God the Father who became a son unto himself. Jesus said we are to love everyone and everything much, much, much less than God.
Amen.
Jesus used the word, he said, if any man hate not, Luke 14:25, and there was a great multitude that followed him, and he turned and said, here comes this big multitude following him. He turns around and says, does that to him, points at them like that. He said, if any man come after me, here you are trying to follow me around. If any man come after me, if any man come after me, what are you trying? You trying to come after me? What are you doing back there? If any man come after me and hate not his father, hate not his mother, hate not his wife, hate not his children, hate not his brothers, brethren, sisters, yea, in his own life, he cannot be my disciple. He does not really belong to me. So if any man, there went a multitude after him and with Jesus, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come after me and hate not, if any man come after me, follow me, and hate not, this word hate is the word missio, Greek word, hatred, detest them. Love them so much less than me that it persecutes them if they don't understand me. They'll get also offended, hateful, and become hateful to you. So if any man hate not, love them so much less than God, you can't be mine. And if somebody has a so-called husband or wife and they don't understand that, you've got the wrong person, period.
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So there went a great multitude with him. He turned and said to them, if any man come to me, hate not, love them so much less. If they don't love God themselves, they'll feel persecuted, and they'll feel like I'm being hateful to them. Those people don't know God. If any man come to me and hate not his father, hate not, absolutely, hate not, absolutely. Nay, he cannot deny me. He's not able, not possible. He cannot exist. And be my own disciple. He doesn't belong to me.
Amen.
Doesn't really belong to me.
Right.
So, likewise, whatsoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. He doesn't belong to me. Forsake all that you have. That doesn't mean you've got to go sell your car, sell your house, nothing. You've got to be in your heart that this is God's, and if he wants it, I give it to him. You don't put any house, you don't put any person, you don't put anything above God. First God, the man of God ministry, and the real people of God in that ministry. So likewise, whosoever there be of you that forsaketh not all he hath, that you would not be, in other words, the word forsaketh, apod asamai. The word, different people from different parts of the country, A-D-I-E-U, is adio by, right?
Yes, sir.
Forsaketh not by departing and dismissing all that he has inside your being, to renounce it inside your being that would be above God, send it away inside your being, leave it, forsake it, bid it farewell inside your being. In other words, no, God's bigger than all that I have. For I forsake it all for him, even though if I really am with him the way it is, he lets me keep it.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
That makes sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.